proud to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Bacon, sign of evil number 4.
We're continuing our sign of evil countdown. Here's Vanessa Williams.
This is Frank Sesich of Blue Ash, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC Acre.
Next time you find yourself using a rideshare, make it more interesting. Ask the driver to put on 90.7 FM, WGXC Acre, radio for open ears.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir, llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456, mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support Garrett Roach of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Lollipop Guild only listens to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and we're going to be right back after a few songs. I hope you're having an amazing Valentine's Day, and we'll see you guys in a bit.
Fly me to the moon, there ain't nothing that can stop you. Yeah, my thoughts get dark, but you shine so bright. Yeah, you shine so bright. You got me singing out every night.
Baby, I love you to the moon. Baby, I love you to the moon. And nobody above ya. See the stars in the sky. When I look in your eyes, I'm on the moon. Baby, I love you to the stars. Making conversation. You connect the dots to my heart constellation. Something like a spaceship. Look up at the roof, see the stars. Yeah, we made it. Yeah, my thoughts get dark, but you're shining so bright. Yeah, you're shining so bright. You got me singing out every night. Baby, I love you to the moon. Baby, I love you to the moon. Nobody above you. See the stars in your eyes, you know how to face me. Like the moon, you control the tides, yeah, you're waving. Malibu with you every night, going crazy. Ooh, I could be the one for you, don't need your sign. You could be my better side, no Gemini. Every time I touch you, I touch your side. Baby, I love you to the moon.
Mm-hmm. DJ Moneymaker, what you got for us?
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGSE.
And on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Today, I'm your host and sound engineer, DJ Cola, and I'm broadcasting live from Catskill Clubhouse. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, let's break that down. There's two words in that. Clubhouse is a drop-in center, and if you don't know what a drop-in center is, it's essentially a community center, but better, because we have trained mental health professionals to talk to if you're having a bad day. And if you're having a good day, it's always nice to share your victories with somebody as well. And I am also joined with
DJ Moneymaker,
DJ,
and Michael O'Brien.
DJ Mike. So this is the fun part. You get to pick a DJ name. So we're chilling. We're vibing. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope you're having a good one. And even if you don't have a Valentine's, make sure to show yourself some self-love, because it's always important to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself first, you can't really take care of anything. Yep. DJ DT just came in for a second, but we chillin', we vibin'. That's the fun and the chaos of having a drop-in center. You never know what's gonna happen. So, today, we're gonna be talking about some NBA trades, and we're gonna be doing a little bit of a Valentine's trivia as well. We got some nice music. Fun facts. What do you guys want to do first? Let's do it. All right. So, who wants the first question? You know, I'm going to have you guys rock, paper, scissors, whoever gets to go first.
I always get the first question.
I guess DJ Moneymaker taking it. You know, you got to be assertive, and he is. In 2022 in the United States, how many flower shops were there? If you guess within 2,000, you get the correct answer.
You said 2,000?
If you guess within 2,000. So if the answer is 680,000 and you guess 682,000, you get it right.
109,000.
109,000. See, I tripped you up a little bit there. I gave you a big number, but there were 12,000 flower shops. So that's 1 point you do not get, unfortunately. All right. Back to you, DJ. I'm going to ask you a similar question. How many jewelry stores were there in 2022?
I'd say there were probably
You know what? I'm going to let you do this one, and then from now on, I'm going to give multiple choice answers, because I feel like that's a little bit better.
I'd say probably about 22,000.
22,000? That's a really good guess. You were only 1,000 off from getting the right answer. There was 19,000. That's a really good guess. All right, now to make this a little more fair, because we're just shooting numbers into the dark. We're shooting an arrow, blindfolded, you know? We don't really have an exact estimate here. So we're gonna go, you know, I'm gonna change the music a little bit too, because I just wasn't feeling that, you know? So now, we're gonna do multiple choice. How many people have been married once in the United States? The answers are 25%, 50%, 75%, and 10%.
I'm going to go with the first option.
Which was?
25.
You're both wrong. 50% of people aged 15 and older. Yeah, you did. Stop trying to cap. DJ Moneymaker trying to make the money. I see you over there. You know what, this fits the Valentine's Day vibe. Some nice, relaxing music. Yeah, here we go. Which U.S. state produced the most chocolate? A. New York. B. California. C. Pennsylvania. And D. New Oregon.
Pennsylvania.
California.
DJ Moneymaker with the first point. Now he is in the lead. California has the most chocolate makers per state at 130. Pennsylvania was the second runner-up with 118. So we're going to do a few more questions, and then we're going to go into a few more songs celebrating some love today. All right. What's a good question? All right. What age was the median average for the first marriage in the United States for men? A, 18. B, 22. C, 24. Or D, 29?
29.
You got the point. It was 29. So now it's 1-1. We're getting competitive here. It's a pretty equal score. The average age that men get married first.
Oh, I thought you said what?
29. It's 29.
Yeah, it's 29. Pretty sure.
Yep, we got 29. So now it's a neck and neck game. We're going 1-1. And since we're celebrating Valentine's Day, we're going to go into another love song. This is I Love You So by the Walters.
I love you so. I tracksuit, some red wine, movies for two. We'll take off our phones and we'll turn off our shoes. We'll play Nintendo, though I always lose. 'Cause you watch the TV while I'm watching you. There's not many people I'd honestly say I don't mind losing to. But there's nothing like doing nothing with you. Dumb conversation, we lose track of time. Have I told you lately I'm grateful you're mine? We'll watch The Notebook for the 17th time. I'll say it's stupid, then you'll catch me crying. We're not making out on a boat in the rain or in a house I painted blue. But there's nothing like doing nothing with you. So shut all the windows and lock all the doors. We're not looking for no one. Don't need nothing more. You'll bite my lip and I'll want you more. Until we end up in a heap on the floor. Could be dancing on tabletops, wearing high heels, drinking until the world spins like a wheel. But tonight your apartment has so much appeal. Who needs stars? We've got a roof. And there's nothing like doing nothing with you. No, there's nothing like doing nothing with you.
If this world were mine.
Hey, Roman numeral 7, baby, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fa, 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 fa. Hey, Roman numeral 7, baby, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. This a vibe, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world can be flowers grow. All day, she only do what she know. We get scared of popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
This world.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't give nobody no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything.
I just wanna see when, wanna see. If this world were mad,
when you ride it,
door slow.
Slide.
Baby, you would stop, straight.
If
this world.
I can't lie, I trust you, I love you. I won't waste your time, I turn it off just so I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I might even settle down for you. I'ma show you I'm a pro. I'ma take my time and turn it off just so I can turn you on, baby. With kids, get it popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with...
DJ Big Mac.
I like the name, that's fire. So today, we're doing... I'm going to turn that down just a little bit. We're going to do... some Valentine's Day trivia. I hope you're having an amazing Valentine's Day. I hope, even if you don't have a Valentine's, you're showing yourself some love and compassion because you deserve it. Yes, you, Frank, driving home from Acre right now, who works at a brewery. You deserve it, Frank. I don't know who Frank is. I just made that up. But all of you do. So, I'm gonna put on a nice instrumental. We're going to vibe to it, and we're going to do some trivia. I picked out some really good questions for you guys, and we're going to do multiple choice style. So, we're going to reset the score, since DJ Moneymaker decided he wasn't about the loving this year. He wasn't about the vibes. So, we're going to go straight into this. And, so, you guys are both going to give an answer. If you both get it right, you both get a point. If one of you get it right, one of you get a point. You know how it'd be. Alright, so question 9. How many roses are produced for Valentine's Day on average each year? A. 100 million. B. 200 million. C. 500 million. Or D. 250 million.
250
million.
I'm going to say
100 million. Did you see that? Well, DJ Zuri got it right. It is now 1-0. This is a pretty competitive game so far. Can DJ Big Mac come back? That was fire. I didn't even mean that. Okay, here we go. Which ancient culture believed chocolate was a gift from the gods? A. The Egyptians. B. The Romans. C. The Aztecs. Or D. You know, I don't got a D. I couldn't come up with one.
I think the Romans, like...
The Romans?
Hey, romance. Sounds like romance. And that's the time of the year.
I would say probably the Greeks.
Both of you?
Egyptians. No, oh. Egyptians. I said that. Egyptians.
You're changing your answer to the Egyptians? Unfortunately, it was the Aztecs.
Bro.
I'm pretty sure they were one of the first civilizations to actually discover chocolate. Ooh, that's a good question, actually. I'm going to do that. Let's find that out.
Let's try searching that one out.
Oh. I was going to do that as a trivia. So, I mean, I bet a lot of them invented it around the same time.
Pretty cool.
Alright. So I'm just gonna give the answer, because I don't think you guys would have got this. It's the Olmec. One of the earliest civilizations in Latin America was the first to turn the cacao plant into chocolate. And that source is Magnum Ice Cream. I could use some ice cream. If you don't have ice cream on Valentine's Day, you need to get your priorities right, because... one of my greatest loves is a sweet dairy treat. So now, we're gonna go into the next question. What year did Hallmark first selling Valentine's Day cards? A. 1851. B. 1932. C. 1913. Or D. 2000.
Option C.
Which was 1913, did you say?
Yes.
Alright. Both of you want to say that? Both of you got a point. It is now 2-1. We're going to do a little bit more questions, maybe one or two, and then we're going to go into a song. So, this one's actually really interesting to me, not going to lie. how much money did the average American consumer budget for Valentine's Day in 2024? A, $185. B, $210. C, $150. Or D,
$100. $150.
It's a little bit.
I'll go with option A.
What was that one again?
I don't know. I
think option A was like
150.
150.
Yeah.
$150.
It was $185. Specifically, $185.81. I rounded down because $186 is a weird number, and I feel like you guys would have, you know, caught on to that. So we're going to go back into another song. It was actually the instrumental you were just listening to while we were vibing and doing that.
I know. It's good.
It's such a bop. This is one of my favorite songs. Great artist. This is Jake, Golden Hour. And we will be right back.
Just two lovers sitting in the car, listening to Blonde, falling for each other. Pink and orange skies, feeling super childish. No Donald Glover. Missed call from my mother. Like, where you at tonight? Got no alibi. I was all alone with the love of my life. She's got glitter for skin, my radiant beam in the night. I don't need no light to see you. It's your golden hour. You sold out time. In your golden hour. We were just two lovers. Feet up on the dash, driving nowhere fast, burning through the summer. Radio on blast, make the moment last. She got solar power. Minutes feel like hours. She knew she was the baddest. Can you even imagine falling like I did? For the love of my life, she's got glow on her face. A glorious look in her eyes. My angel of light. I was all alone.
For the children, it It's yours if you want it. We're just glad you could visit. Feels like I've been ready.
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and we're glad you could visit our radio station today. We're just glad you could visit. You know, we're feeling the love in the air. It's Valentine's Day, and we're vibing. We're doing some trivia, and we're going to do a little bit of a live reaction here. So this is on the history.com website. Huge shout out to them. We're just gonna be informed today, because, you know,
a lot of people don't know how Valentine started, including me. And this is also the first radio show that Clubhouse has ever done that has fallen on Valentine's Day exactly. We might have done Valentine's Day specials before, but never on Valentine's Day exactly. Always, usually a few days before or a day after. So, let's do it. Live reaction.
Sunny days call for Sun Cruiser Vodka Iced Tea.
No. Love you, History Channel, but we can't be advertising that. Alright, this is really quiet. We're gonna...
Vestiges of the early Christian church in ancient Rome.
Big brain.
The association between mid-February and romance goes back to a pagan festival known as Lupercalia.
Lupercalia, try to say that five times fast.
The she-wolf of Rome, who suckled Romulus and Remus, or Faunus, their god of fertility. The festivities began with an animal sacrifice.
Oh, nothing. Nothing says love more than killing animals. Like, what the heck? That's interesting.
Depends on what animal.
That was a part of Valentine's Day?
That was a good one.
Then the
apparently, I get,
of young women with
okay, that's just messed up. What the heck? You know, I'm very glad it has changed a lot, because this is about love and not violence. We don't be sacrificing animals. Please do not sacrifice any animals or hit anybody. That is not
there
good.
There were reportedly several canonized by the church. Legend has it that one Saint Valentine, a defiant Roman priest, lived during the 3rd century A.D.
That's a long
Emperor
time
Claudius
ago.
Claudius II. Claudius was an ambitious ruler. His battles required vast armies of men to abandon their young families for long periods of time, resulting in a military that was half-hearted and homesick. So determined was Claudius to stop love from sapping the will of his armies, he banned marriages altogether.
That's crazy.
Father Valentine thought the
imagine a world where you couldn't get married.
The emperor, continuing to marry young lovers in secret.
And he just said, I'ma do it anyways.
The emperor eventually caught on to the priest's actions, arrested him, and sentenced him to death.
Jeez, death for marrying people.
Right?
It is believed that young couples he had secretly wed would visit his cell, passing him flowers and notes through the bars.
Oh, that's how we got it.
The story continues that the condemned Father Valentine fell in love with his jailer's daughter. On February 14th,
imagine locking somebody up and they fall in love with your daughter. That's like
executed. It is said he passed the
right. Like that's like a what's it called? A TV show. Yeah, that's like a TV show plot.
From your Valentine, a tradition.
That sounds like a title to an anime. I fell in love with my jailer's daughter. You know how it always be mad long for no reason.
Inspired the image of cherubs for Christians. And is now a favorite of card makers and mass marketers. Our modern Valentine's Day, removed from its religious and pagan past, has evolved into one of the most celebrated holidays on the calendar. On average, Americans shower their loved ones with 180 million roses. Red ones, naturally. And almost 36 million heart...
No, I'm a sucker for purple roses, personally. I think they look better.
...shaped boxes of candy.
It.
Not to mention all those cards, dinners, and diamonds.
180 million roses? That's a lot.
That is.
All told, the holiday brings in almost $14 billion annually.
Dang.
Giving retailers plenty to love as well. But if you're worried that you can't afford to treat your loved one properly next Valentine's Day, take heart. The poets were right. Love is really all you need.
That is so true. Love is really all you need. And hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Or I guess just hi. You know, we're chilling on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with...
DJ Zuri.
And DJ Big Mac.
And for those new listeners who are tuning in, if you don't know what Clubhouse is, we are a drop-in center that focuses on youth and recovery. And if you don't know what a drop-in center is, I like to describe it as very similar to a community center. We're a place where you can chill, vibe. We got TVs, we got couches, we got a PlayStation if you want to play some games, and we're just here to support the youth. We are founded by MHACG, and, you know, that's only half the equation, because what's the other word in Clubhouse Radio? Besides Clubhouse.
Radio?
Yeah, exactly. So I want to give a huge shout out to Wave Farm, WGXC 90.7 FM themselves. I guess they're one of my Valentine's Day, or one of my Valentine's this year, because they love the community. If you're walking around in town in Catskill, for example, you might even see little stickers on the shops of some, on the windows of some shops that say 90.7 FM. And that's because they're so kind to give the community free shows. And that's just very nice of them. And here, we're trying to give the youth a voice. So I'm going to ask you guys both, what's your favorite thing to do at Clubhouse?
Definitely going to be making new friends.
Heck yeah. And you know, Valentine's Day is always kind of associated with the romantic love, but there's a platonic love too. If you don't love your homies, do you even got a heart? You feel me?
Yeah.
So what about you, Zuri? What's your favorite thing to do at Clubhouse?
My favorite thing to do at Clubhouse is like hanging out, because like it's a chill spot, you know?
Heck yeah. The Catskill one, we are located at 455 Main Street. We're open from 2 to 8 p.m. every Monday through Friday. Friday. You know, I might be a little bit hungry here. Maybe
you want some fries.
Maybe a large fry is going to be my Valentine later on. You know, you feel me?
Had a medium fry earlier today for lunch.
Heck yeah. So, we're going to go back into the trivia. But first, we need some music. We need some background. You know what I mean? So, we're going to just bring this up real quick. And then we're going to do a little bit of trivia. Right now, it is 2-1 in favor of DJ Zuri. This is a pretty close one. It still is anybody's game here. Ooh, this fits. I like this. So, which group received the most Valentines out of everybody? 1, teachers. 2, parents. 3, babysitters. Or 4, Jeff the Rizzler.
I would go with Jeff the Rizzler only because it's a good option, I think.
The right answer was teachers, but I think I gotta give you guys a point for that anyways, because he's Jeff the Rizzler.
Yeah, exactly. He's just a Rizzler.
Exactly. So, I got another one. Red roses symbolize love. What do yellow roses symbolize? 1, a parent and kid bond. 2, friendship. 3, a teacher bond. Or 4, a babysitter bond.
I'd have to go with a babysitter bond.
Yellow?
I would go for the parent.
Roses are for friendship. You know, I didn't know that. Purple? I think that's for somebody who would like purple roses. I don't know. I'm gonna give that a little. What do purple roses symbolize? Hi, DJ DT. We got a surprise appearance here. What do purple roses symbolize? Learning something new. Mystery, enchantment, royalty, and love.
Cool.
I like mystery.
And
lavender roses, a shade of purple, can represent royalty, opulence, and luxury. So, if you really want to be romantic, give somebody a purple rose, and then you can call them your queen or king. You feel me? So. DJ DT. Maybe DJ DT is Jeff the Rizzler today.
I think he is.
Oh, you didn't even hear that. You want to hear what the question was? Which group receives the most Valentines? Teachers, parents, babysitters, or Jeff the Rizzler?
Teachers.
He got that one right.
He got that one right fast.
Yes, he did. That was quick.
You don't know about those elementary school teachers that you literally have to give them in the whole class.
Yup. That's the type of reasoning that's going to get you a score. You know, I wasn't even planning, but we got a surprise guest entrance. A new challenger approaches. You feel me?
I already got one.
And he already got one right. Hold on, I gotta do the. Wow.
Guys, stop fighting in the studio. Come on.
Yeah, this is a day of love. How dare you? You know, we gotta do the new. A new challenger approaches.
Yeah, the cops is coming, guys.
That's wild.
Yeah, for you.
But we don't run.
Exactly.
There's no running from DT.
You know, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, the one officer Earl, I'm just
awkward. Get back here.
I'm just imagining. Yeah, I'm just imagining him doing the sprint.
Hey, bro. I just beat DJ Tui in a 1v1 on 2K.
Bro's flexing right now. You know, not gonna lie.
Where's my phone?
Again?
Yeah.
Second time today.
Didn't you lose your phone earlier today?
Didn't you get smoked in basketball earlier today?
We got some trash talking going on. So, we're gonna do a few more questions, then we're gonna go into a song. Which one do I want? Okay. Alright, I got one. How much did the average American spend on flowers for Valentine's Day in 2024?
The average American?
Yep, and we're gonna do multiple choice here.
Make sure you turn the screen, she said G.
I say about like...
Oh, we got multiple choice, but if you want to give your guess beforehand, you can go for it, and then you still get a pick.
$6-$7
on flowers?
I don't think everyone's going for the expensive flowers.
You know, that's fair. That's fair.
Cheap Walmart ones.
$6-$7. All right. So we are going to round the answer to the nearest five.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do $10, $15, $20, and $25.
I'm going to say $25.
Ooh.
I'm gonna say
we got one going for the most expensive and one going for the least expensive here. And you're going to say 20 right in the middle? Unfortunately, none of you guys got that one.
Is it $5?
It was $15. That's what I rounded to. You know, we're doing nearest $5. If you want the specific answer, it was $16.71.
That's 71 cents, man.
You know, that 71 cents can buy a lot. You save that up, you can get... Heck, you can get a nice cola if you want. You know, DJ Cola represent. you could get a beef patty. Hey, whatever you want. So... We're gonna do one more.
And just for reference, 71 cents a day for a year will get you $259.15.
$259 is a lot. That's a whole guitar you can buy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Alright, we're gonna do one more here.
Super mega ukulele.
I love ukulele. That's one of my favorites. That's wild.
That's crazy.
All right. So, what percent of Valentine's Day shoppers made their purchases online? A, 30%, B, 40%, C, 50%, and D, 60%.
50%, because I bought my things online.
Right half in the middle. That's a good guess.
I'm going 52.
You're going 50?
40.
DJ DT coming in, and he already is tied for first place with DJ Zuri. That's wild. He's coming in clutch here.
40%?
Bro, I'm gonna suck at this.
I'm him.
But, like, the difference, like, shopping online, I think it's, like, way cheaper.
Yeah, for real.
You have to, like, pay the tax and, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only thing is, if you buy flowers online, I feel like there's a pretty good chance they're gonna be dead.
Yeah, they're not gonna be so good. It's gonna
be jewelry, if you want to get like a nice heart locket necklace, fire choice online. If you want to get something like that, fire choice. But I just don't. DJ DT calling me out here. All right, speaking of Noah, this is a song by Noah Khan. We're gonna go into it quick.
And before we go in, I just want to give a shout out to everyone's homies.
Heck yeah!
For me, it's Han Han.
You know what? I think you can do this, DJ Big Mac. Do you want to read what's on the wall right here?
This is Clubhouse Radio, 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Acra,
Catskill, Hudson.
And we're going to be right back.
Long year. Would we survive in a horror movie? Doubt it, we're too slow moving.
trust everyone we meet. Two bodies riddled with scars from our preteen, intertwined in a car's dirty backseat. Stare at a driving screen. We didn't know that the sun was collapsing till the seas rose and the buildings came crashing. We cried, oh, 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 oh. Everywhere, everything. One of the few took a food for the worms to eat till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours. Everywhere, everything. One of the few took a food for the worms to eat till our fingers decompose.
Save you a seat. to reassure the waiter, say you're downstream. He loved me, so here's to you. The most beautiful thing that I have never seen.
Of losing your interest, and I turn a profit each time that we speak. Don't you know there's a coffin buried under the garden? Was there when we got here, be there when we leave. And my house was designed to kinda look like it's crying. The eyes are the windows, the garage is the mouse. When they mention the sad kid in the sad house on Ball Street, you won't have to guess who they're speaking about. Come over. Of clearing out cobwebs, I was taking the wrong meds. Feels good to be sad, and my house is just barely big enough for my family. But it feels like a fortress when the weather gets bad, and my mouth was designed for my foot to fit in it.